Part 2. Mrs. Chan and her family are going on a trip to Copenhagen, Denmark. She is discussing the trip with a travel agent. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the travel plan. The dialogue will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and answer all questions the second time. You now have 30 seconds to read the questions. The dialogue will begin now.
Good morning. Welcome to Bohemia Travel Agency. This is Eric. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm Mrs. Chan, and I'm going on a trip to Copenhagen with my family, so I'd like to book the flight and hotel rooms.
Okay. Please take a seat first, Mrs. Chan. Let me fill in this travel plan for you. You're traveling with your family to Copenhagen. And you're Chinese, right?
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell me your expected departure date and return date?
I want to leave on the 2nd of December and return on the 27th of December.
Let me see. There's one flight available. It's from Northern Europe Airlines. But since there's no direct flight from Hong Kong to Copenhagen, you need to transfer in Singapore.
I wish I could stop over in Finland. Anyway, it's fine for me. What's the departure time?
It's 9 a.m. and you should check in 2 hours in advance. You will arrive in Singapore at around 12:40 p.m.
Okay. Will we be staying at a transit hotel in Singapore?
No, you won't, because the flight to Copenhagen will depart at 2:10 p.m.
Oh, that's great. I don't want to waste too much time there.
The flight number for this flight is NE957. After arriving in Singapore, you should pick up your luggage and check in for the flight to Copenhagen before 1:50.
Oh, I hate rushing things.
But it can save you time, and you'll arrive in Copenhagen earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll travel to Copenhagen on Danish United Airlines. The flight leaves Singapore at 2:10 p.m. and lands at 3:35 a.m. the next day.
It's a long flight.
It is, but you can enjoy the excellent onboard entertainment. By the way, the flight number for the second flight is DA757. You need to go to Terminal 1 for the connecting flight.
Okay. Is there any good accommodation in Copenhagen you can recommend?
Many of our customers liked the Sunshine Copenhagen. It has big, clean apartments, which can accommodate 4 people.
It must be expensive, then.
It's only 1,200 Danish kroner per night.
That's a very good price.
It really is.
Okay, I'll book this one.
That means you'll stay there from the 3rd of December to the 27th of December. That's 24 nights.
Yes.
Please note down the reservation number, 20305HK, HK in capital letters. You may quote this number when you want to ask for any information about your booking.
20305HK. Okay, so how much will the deposit be? Now listen to the dialogue again.
Good morning. Welcome to Bohemia Travel Agency. This is Eric. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm Mrs. Chan, and I'm going on a trip to Copenhagen with my family, so I'd like to book the flight and hotel rooms.
Okay. Please take a seat first, Mrs. Chan. Let me fill in this travel plan for you. You're traveling with your family to Copenhagen. And you're Chinese, right?
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell me your expected departure date and return date?
I want to leave on the 2nd of December and return on the 27th of December.
Let me see. There's one flight available. It's from Northern Europe Airlines. But since there's no direct flight from Hong Kong to Copenhagen, you need to transfer in Singapore.
I wish I could stop over in Finland. Anyway, it's fine for me. What's the departure time?
It's 9 a.m. and you should check in 2 hours in advance. You will arrive in Singapore at around 12:40 p.m.
Okay. Will we be staying at a transit hotel in Singapore?
No, you won't, because the flight to Copenhagen will depart at 2:10 p.m.
Oh, that's great. I don't want to waste too much time there.
The flight number for this flight is NE957. After arriving in Singapore, you should pick up your luggage and check in for the flight to Copenhagen before 1:50.
Oh, I hate rushing things.
But it can save you time, and you'll arrive in Copenhagen earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll travel to Copenhagen on Danish United Airlines. The flight leaves Singapore at 2:10 p.m. and lands at 3:35 a.m. the next day.
It's a long flight.
It is, but you can enjoy their excellent onboard entertainment. By the way, the flight number for the second flight is DA757. You need to go to Terminal 1 for the connecting flight.
Okay. Is there any good accommodation in Copenhagen you can recommend?
Many of our customers liked the Sunshine Copenhagen. It has big, clean apartments which can accommodate 4 people.
It must be expensive then.
It's only 1,200 Danish kroner per night.
That's a very good price.
It really is.
Okay, I'll book this one.
That means you'll stay there from the 3rd of December to the 27th of December. That's 24 nights.
Yes.
Please note down the reservation number. 20305HK. HK in capital letters. You may quote this number when you want to ask for any information about your booking.
20305HK. Okay, so how much will the deposit be? You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 2.